Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mary Cantando's here. She's back in her 12th year as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Nine Lives, Story of Women Business Owners Landing on Their Feet, also The Woman's Advantage and other books like Leading with Care. She is one of the smartest people I know in terms of helping small business owners put their best foot forward in the marketplace in a very productive way. And she's our good friend, Mary Cantando. Welcome back to the show.
Well, you know, I'm always happy to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here, as always. I know you want to talk today about licensing, about getting your product or your idea to a state where it can be licensed. And this is a topic akin to what we've talked about on the show, Mary, ever since I've been doing this show, and that's intellectual property. This is an intellectual property discussion that we're going to have, and we've talked about, you know, all the different kinds of intellectual property, and that essentially that's what a franchise is, isn't it? It's the licensing of intellectual property, and I've been doing quite a bit of work on that lately as well. So this is something you've been thinking a lot about. When you think of getting something to a licensing stage, take us down that path.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I've really been successful in doing this with this new program I've developed. So I'll just tell you the real quick overview of what happened. A group of women asked me to start a program to help women who had businesses under $1 million in revenue get to the $1 million level and beyond. And I decided to do this based on one of the books I have written called The Woman's Advantage.
So you can write at it.
Right. I called this group the Woman's Advantage Forum, and I personally launched one of these forums to prove the concept. So I did that, and then I expanded it to two other cities, and I was still leading all of these forums myself. So after I proved that the concept would work in multiple cities, and I had the URL set up, then I
began... And you established the best practices to how to replicate and scale it.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, Jim. That's true. I documented everything I did.
That's the intellectual property.
I documented everything. I created forms. I did all that. We created a killer website. You know, we had the URL. We created this great website. And then I began the process to trademark the name, The Woman's Advantage, which I did that successfully. Mm-hmm. So we got the URL. We got the website. We got the trademarked name, and we had all the documentation on how to run one of these forums.
Mm-hmm.
So I did all that. Then this, I think, is the single most important thing, Jim, is identified one key person in another city who I was absolutely confident could not fail in doing this in her city.
You took great care to pick good partners.
Right. And the first person to me was critical. My first licensee was absolutely critical that person
could not fail.
Exactly. That to me is maybe the most important thing is identifying that one key person. And as a matter of fact, she's very successful, and she's now leading four forums in Charlotte for me. So I proved, first of all, I proved the concept myself, and then I proved the concept with another person in another city. And as I'm going along, I'm constantly tweaking everything. I'm constantly revising things. I'm getting feedback from people on it, and I'm constantly revising and documenting everything. So now we've gotten to the point where we're licensing this program nationally, And I actually have a forum in Vancouver, British Columbia already.
Wow.
So we've expanded all the way from North Carolina across the country into British Columbia. And I was just on a recent trip to Australia where I discussed licensing it to a woman in Sydney and Melbourne.
Wow.
So it's really taking off. But really the key things are getting your intellectual property, you know, your trademarking, your
and
URL.
This all You didn't wake up one morning and say, I'm going to create an international licensing program. This was something that presented itself to you. You paid attention. You were obviously the right person for the job because some the people came to you because you had already were already an accomplished person. And so you had the credentials to start with. The idea presented itself, so to speak. You formulated it. You took it to the next level. And tried it, tested it with no big intentions in the early days. Just I'm going to help some people, and then you saw the potential, and because you had already been thinking about intellectual property and scale and things like that, this it just kind of clicked with you, and then you executed.
That is exactly perfect summary, Jim. And one thing is, because I'm always teaching women about scaling their business up, about making it bigger. How can you make it bigger without doing any more actual work yourself?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking from the perspective, how can I generate more money from this program
mm-hmm.
without me having to do any more physical
day-to-day work? And put your own capital into it. Use someone
exactly.
else's capital. That is the definition of a franchise.
Right.
This is not a franchise that I created.
Well,
but it is. It's a franchise. The thing is, when people think of a franchise, they think of McDonald's, right? And so, but still, all a franchise is the key connection between a McDonald's franchisee and the McDonald's corporation is licensing the right to use their name and their best practices and a promise and a commitment, a legal commitment, to do it the way McDonald's says to do it.
Right, right.
How is that different from what you're doing?
And that's what our licensing agreement says,
yeah.
that you are going to do it this way. I think one of the differences may be here that we are not asking the women leading these forums to pay cash up front to buy
right.
into this.
But that's a capitalization detail. That's
right.
a capitalization detail.
And I
hear you. And I don't. It doesn't bother me if you rather use another designation. What I want the audience to know is though, is that they can take your same idea and do everything you did, and it would be a franchise if they wanted it to be.
Absolutely.
But the point she's making here, folks, is she doesn't require an advance payment to buy the franchise, so to speak, like you'd have to put up $1 million to buy a McDonald's franchise.
Right.
Take a quick break. We're going to talk about, one of the things we're going to talk about when we come back is, how do you defend this intellectual property? Are you prepared to do that? 20 after, right back with Mary Cantando.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.